All right, hey guys, this is the ninth episode of the Newgrounds podcast. This is DJ Orange. We got a lot to mention today, so you might have to listen to me blab for a little while. We're going to give credit to the Music Hunters. If you've been to our forum, you would know what they are. I might be doing introducing vocal markets to remind people what section they're in, but since I'm shortening shows, I kind of dropped that. Content Loss is going to be doing a new show. She's actually probably going to be taking over the themes for me. She's supposed to be doing like a weekly show that'll do... I think her first one is going to be drum and bass. And I'm going to probably be switching over to just either doing mixing or possibly doing interviews. So more on that later. The new voice promo I have a new voice promo for the show. It's around like 45 seconds long, so it's kind of long, but if anybody wants to do like an exchange with me, I could advertise them and you advertise me. I mean, I just want exposure. That's all I want. All right, this will actually be the first chance I get to use this sound effect, so let's get to some email.
You told us Windows 98 would be faster and more efficient with better access to the internet.
It is faster, over 5 million...
All right, I just had to play that. I'm sorry. I had to actually listen to it a couple of times. Up first would be listener mail. Joey Nukes writes, you should add email subscription options to the FeedBurner feed because some people like me really hate RSS readers. Well, took me a week to get your email, but yes, I did actually add an email subscription to the front page. If you go there now, you can look it up, although I'm fairly sure you've subscribed to it already. Sky Marshall was writing about doing an interview. We've been really talking about it. I've really been pushing to get an interview with him, but he just doesn't seem to have enough time to do it. Whenever he's on, I keep trying to IM him, but I never get a chance to like even mention what questions I'm going to ask him. So he wants me to send like read off some questions and then send the file to him, and then he'll just like paste in his responses. I really don't want to do that just because it always seems chopped together. I'd rather do a person-to-person interview. We each record our sides, and then I just paste it together. I mean, because the way he's suggesting is kind of, it'd be pretty obvious when the cuts would be, and with me it would sound like a back and forth conversation. Winkoner said, thank you for NG Radio. Pretty good that someone is supporting our audio. Well, I'm happy to support you guys. I mean, I love the audio portal, and I actually kind of love the underground music, and I love supporting underground music. Let everybody have a piece of the pie. Oh, and a shout out to Dryan. He's a music hunter of ours. I'll mention that in a minute. We'll hopefully be doing an interview for show 12. I'm not sure. Well, actually, I am sure. We were just talking about it today. If you liked any of the music in episode 4, he arranged all of it, if you remember. All right, a couple of shout outs. KidRay76, if you're listening, you gave interest in helping out the NG Radio about 2 weeks ago. PM me if you're listening. You were talking about definitely being like a music hunter or maybe even a DJ. Lake Wonder, I'm still wondering if you want a music hunt for me. Helped me with some songs in the past and maybe could even help me with some upcoming episodes. Labastic, he wanted to join me as a DJ. I haven't heard from him for a really long time, but hopefully he'll contact me sometime with a shout out. Unknown Fear subscribed. I mean, I like to give credit to people who subscribe to me if they let me know that they subscribed. Hugo VN, he complimented me on the show and gave me a song. I seriously cannot remember what it was, but oh well. Developer gave me a few songs. So thank you for that. And I want to mention the new site redesign. If you haven't been there in about like a couple of days, or well, by the time I make this, it'll be about a week and a half or so. I just like made this kick-ass new banner. It took me like 2 hours to make this. I have a new poll on the redesign. I'll probably have about like 14 days left by the time I get this out. I learned HTML for you guys because it was a pain in the butt to get a 3-column blog. You cannot find that anywhere. Took me like 4 hours to get it right and get all the effects back, because when I changed it to three columns, it just wiped everything. Like I mentioned, I added the email subscription. if someone could actually redesign a new iTunes banner, if you go there, there's my main banner, and then underneath it, it's got a subscribe now, and it's basically a thing you can click so it opens up the iTunes store and lets you subscribe with basically one click. If someone could redesign it for me, I mean, it looks okay right now, but it looks nowhere near as good as my head banner. I mean, to blow my own horn. But other notes are just, I will hopefully be doing an interview with Dryden in episode 12. Alright, finally got everything out of the way. And it only took me like 5 minutes. Alright. First one up, I almost forgot to do my real job. First one up is called Philip J. Fry. I've actually seen a lot of like comments on this song that they should add more Bender quotes in it, but you'll notice it has a remix of the intro to Futurama. The number is 116602. And then these were the two that were submitted by a developer, I believe. One is Misery, and its number is 119544. If I remember right, it's kind of like a slow rock song. And one I think by the same artist is Give Up by, well, I don't know who it's by, sorry. The number is 126412. Alright, enough with me blabbing. Finally, let's get started.
Setting. I can finally switch to hard liquor. Friends I've had, you're the first.
Oh,
Alright, just to remind you, the last one was named Give Up. Its number was 126412. Next one up is Sunset Park. It's from a Game Gear Sonic game. I've never played any of the Game Gear Sonic games. I've played almost every other Sonic game, but not on the Game Gear, because, I don't know, it was kind of bulky. I never liked it. Anyway, its name is Sunset Park. The number is 128599. After that is Gandalf and the White Tower. It's obviously a Lord of the Rings song. I'm not a real big buff on the Lord of the Rings series, but I mean, it was an okay movie. I mean, still doesn't beat Star Wars, although I'm sure I'm going to get a bunch of emails for that. But the number is 138392. To repeat the name, it was Gandalf and the White Tower. All right, here we go.
We'll be right back.
Right, I forgot to mention that the Sunset Park, if you do a search on Newgrounds for a song named Popcorn, to me the intro sounds a lot like it. I'm not even going to attempt to hum it, but just do a search for Popcorn and then like listen to the first 15 or 20 seconds of the song. I swear it sounds just like it. Up next are our last two songs. The first one up is Pretty Rave Girl. Its number is 140019. This one I have been addicted to on AudioSurf for like a month. I usually get music pretty much ahead of time, so I almost always listen to at least some of these songs before I actually put it out in the show. And this one is one I keep playing over and over and over. In addition to another song by Sky Marshall that I'll play in the next episode, in episode 10. But this song has me addicted in this game I'm playing. If you do not know, AudioSurf is kind of like a DDR puzzle hybrid. Probably the best option to see it would be just YouTube it. There's at least like a couple thousand videos of people playing this, and it's only a few months old, so jump on the bandwagon now. To repeat, it was Pretty Rave Girl, 140019. And then the one to close it out is Silent Rock. The number is 140200. All right, see you all next time.
I know it's pretty, though, always in the power when you get me to be, but I'm not going to be, and I see you dancing, wanting me to change me, getting a little closer. I know it's pretty, though, always in the power when you get me to be, but I'm not going to be, and I see you dancing, wanting me to change me, getting a little closer. I need to get to the point, I know it's pretty, though, always in the power when you get me to be, but I'm not going to be.